Tapes and Scouts, a podcast where two friends review every single movie they watch.
Welcome, everybody.
Everybody? Are they here?
I mean, they're around.
They're around. You keep telling me there's these people.
Yes.
Keep insisting I'm mean to them.
Yes.
Okay. But
they are near. There's the whole underground tunnel system. Oops.
There is.
Yeah. I mean, not for long, but there was one.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to block that off.
Damn. I'm really hoping to use that shredder drill car that you left down here.
That thing rules.
It really does.
Yeah.
Oh, I can make my own tunnels, I suppose.
Yeah, I suppose if you were to dig hard enough, you would reach one of the other interconnecting tunnels and, you know, just be lost for days. You probably should just hang out here with me and watch movies.
All right, let's do that.
All right.
I watch movies.
How is you?
A little dirty under the fingernails.
Yeah?
Yeah, from all that tunneling.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's all right.
Should, do you need, like, press-on nails? Would that be better?
Probably some kind of glove or tool would be
helpful. No, that's not an option.
All right,
not
press on nails I will accept.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it still hurts when they break, but they're really glued on there.
Yeah, I'll take it, I guess.
Yeah, I think you'll look lovely with those nails.
I appreciate it.
And you can paint them if you like.
Movies?
Yeah.
What did you watch?
I watched. You want me to do this? Want me to start this?
You
want me to do the paper thing Jared hates? All right, then I will.
Okay, good.
Sorry, knife puppy. I watched Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic the Hedgehog?
He's a hedgehog.
Named Sonic?
He's made out of Sonic things.
Whoa.
Sonic. So Sonic had a lot of issues before Sonic even came out.
Oh, yes.
A lot of people really poo-pooed on the animation.
It was weird.
It was different. They absolutely made it look a million times better.
Agreed.
So, Sonic is from 2020. I watched it on, not June-ish, July-ish.
July-ish?
Yep. It's an hour 39, action-adventure comedy, but it's also a video game movie.
Okay.
Directed by Jeff Fowler, starring Ben Schwartz, James Marsden, and Jim Carrey.
Oh, I've heard of those people.
They're all decent people.
They are.
Yes. Your IMDb movie summary, after discovering a small...
Maurice came over and adjusted Tim's mic.
He's so good now that we've made acknowledgments of him.
Yeah.
Like, man, he's like, you know, you're good, but you could be a little...
You're good, but you could be a little better. That's not how he sounds, but that's how Tim...
You could be a little better, yes.
Maurice?
Hey, Maurice.
Okay.
I'm just speculating. He's not real. Okay. After discovering a small, blue, fast hedgehog, a small-town police officer must help him defeat an evil genius who wants to do experiments on him.
Oh, of course. I want to experiment on this hedgehog.
Oh, man. If I saw a fast hedgehog, I would be down there trying to dissect him so fast.
Sure.
What make you tick? Oh, you're the only one and I've dissected you?
How many rings are in there?
So many rings.
Yeah. Come on. Where's he hiding all those rings?
This hedgehog just has ringworm. Oops. Mm-hmm. That's bad.
It is bad. You think it's a good thing, but it's not.
It's not. It's not very good at all.
Mm-mm.
My bullet points. This movie looks good after they reworked the CGI that made everybody upset during the original trailer.
Yeah.
Tries to reference many game moments while in the real world, which is kind of hard, but I think they have some success. Some it's varying.
It's a hit or miss.
Yeah. Marsden is fun as the buddy who is a cop.
Buddy cop.
That's right. And Jim Carrey is way over the top, but I gotta tell you, I kind of liked it.
Okay.
I feel like half the people were like, oh, Jim Carrey, why?
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, Jim Carrey, yeah.
Jim Carrey, yeah.
Jim Carrey, yeah.
I mean, who are you gonna cast as a man literally called Eggman? Jim Carrey, of course.
Jim Carrey is probably towards the top of that list. Now that Ed Asner has gone.
Oh, rest in peace.
Yeah, he's, oh man, Cosgrove. Of all the things to pick, right?
Right.
But yeah, this movie was fun. It's a little strange. I think Marsden does good because he's probably talking to a tennis ball on a stick the whole time.
Right.
And I think a lot of that works really good. It's silly. It has some adult moments, but it's really trying to be a kid's movie.
Okay.
And I feel like this feels like a movie we would watch growing up that just kind of is fun. And everybody just, let's just go have fun watching this weird movie.
Sure.
And I think Jim Carrey, I like Jim Carrey. He was way over the top, though.
That sounds right.
So
it's good to see a return to form. For a while, he was like, I'm not doing that kind of stuff, right, and trying to be more grounded. So it's nice to see that he still can bust out at Ace Ventura when he needs to.
It's he's kind of serious, but then once things start going bad, he's like way over the top.
That's
and
cool.
And I think he probably was like, well, I could pass on this, but will I hate myself for doing it? Because mm-hmm. It is a weird role that he is perfect for.
Right. That makes sense.
I don't know. Were you a big Sonic kid?
A lot of Sonic, yeah. I love the Sega, so I played me a lot of Sonics.
Mm-hmm. Were you good at 1, 2, 3?
1, which was classically never for resale.
Right, classic.
Not for resale.
Absolutely not. Don't you dare try.
Don't do it,
You could trade it maybe, but that's it.
Sonic 2 blew my mind when you had the running behind him in the like the 3D tunnel kind of thing, and you could go around, and it was like, oh my God, this is mind-boggling.
Yeah, yeah, that was good times.
Yeah, a lot of fun with Sonic.
Lots of fun with Sonic. So let's get to these scores then. IMDb gave it a 6.5. The Rotten Tomato Critics gave it 63%.
Pretty forgiving.
The audience... Did you watch this movie?
No.
Oh, okay. Sam, did you watch it? Sam said. Okay. 90... The audience, 93%.
Whoa.
Which is 10,000 plus.
Plus.
I gave it a 6.
Okay.
I enjoyed
it. Sounds like you were right in there with everybody else.
Yeah, my wife gave it a 6.5.
Mm.
It was just a fun little adventure movie. Could it have been better? Of course it could have, but it checked a lot of boxes.
Good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Sam, where do you put it? I know, you're not Mike. Just yell.
Like a 4.
Like a 4.
Like a 4.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
I could see her just like, nope, nope, the whole time. Mm-mm.
Sam dislikes strongly of Jim Carrey.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's part of it, I'm sure. Yeah.
Did you know there's a Sonic Christmas movie? All right, it's animated.
I mean, I love like the Jaleel White animated Christmas or Sonic stuff.
I think that's it. I think that's what it is, yeah.
So good. So good.
I'm just trying to help you out for when December rolls around again,
so
buddy.
I'm trying to get Max a good Christmas.
I'm trying to help him out. I mean, eventually he'll go, well, no, Hallmark will never end.
No.
Sorry,
Hallmark,
buddy.
Hallmark started Christmas a month or two ago.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, goodness.
Where's that Hallmark Halloween movie?
How about, well, I got close to that. 2020's The Witches.
The Vitches?
The Vivitch? It's not The Vivitch. It's the Witches.
The Witches.
It's a remake of The Witches. Remember this movie from the 90s?
Did you do this? Was the one where they turned the kids into rats?
That's right.
They remade it.
They've remade it.
Interesting.
It was one of the HBO Max. This should have been a movie, but wasn't movies.
Oh, sure. I do recall seeing that on there now.
Yeah, it
now
is.
Now it clicked.
Yep, it's from 2020. I watched it on January 15th of 2021.
Interesting.
It is 1 hour, 46 minutes, and it is a family film directed by Robert Zemeckis.
Hey, the Zemeckis.
The Back to the Future fame. Starring the Anne Hathaway, the Octavia Spencer, and the Kristen Chenoweth.
Okay, I'm going to make a prediction that you liked this, but not as much. As the original.
We will see. Movie summary. A young boy and his grandmother have a run-in with a coven of witches and their leader. Same as the last one.
Is the leader also a witch, though?
Anne Hathaway. It depends, I guess, your opinion on Anne Hathaway.
I like her fine.
Oh, okay. Then she's a witch. Burn her. No, she's a witch in this movie. She's like Angelica Houston was in the original.
Okay.
My thoughts on this movie. The original film, the Nicholas Rogue movie that Jim Henson did all the rat effects for, had this kind of like fairy tale, like grim fairy tale vibe. So it was very dark and dangerous, and you weren't sure if the kids were going to make it out alive, mm-hmm. per se. Like, they were turned into a rat, anything could happen. You were, like, genuinely concerned. Like, you weren't sure. What didn't have a safety filter. Where this one is much more, like, fun.
Okay.
And, like, at no point was I concerned with the safety of our lead characters.
Mm.
Octavia Spencer, obviously, a little bit more together, has a little bit better of a head on her shoulder. I think they all do a good job with the parts they're given, but I think that it's just kind of eh. Mm. Obviously, the mice are tackled very heavily with CGI.
Oh, that sucks.
So it's kind of, why does this exist?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just not convinced anybody really wanted to do this movie. Robert Zemeckis looked like he was kind of sleepwalking through it in terms of direction. There's nothing really interesting.
That stinks.
Yeah, it was, and it wasn't bad. Like, I think it violates one of the big kind of movie sins, and that is just being forgettable.
Sure.
A really bad movie. We all remember really bad films. Like, you're just like, oh, I hated it. Or those movies where you're just like, it's so bad, it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
You can kind of rail on certain movies. There are some movies that are just an atrocity, like Killer Wave.
Killer Wave.
but this one is possibly violating a bigger cinema sin, and it's just kind of a forgettable film, which kind of stinks because the cast is fantastic. I enjoyed the plot when I saw it. The original, I've never read the Roald Dahl book it's based on, but it was a fun watch when I was a kid. I enjoyed the movie. Obviously, the rat got to live in the firehouse, not the Ecto one.
Cool.
They lived in the firehouse. It's like, damn it, I want to be a mouse now. So it's pretty cool. No such firehouse in this one, unfortunately.
Dang.
Yeah.
What about the band Firehouse?
Also not in this.
Dang.
But Chris Rock is the voice of the adult main character.
I mean, that's close, right?
Yeah, close enough, I guess. As close as this movie's going to get.
Sure.
So, scores.
Yeah.
IMDb gives us a 5.3 out of 10.
Sounds about right.
Rotten Tomatoes critics. 178 critics watched this and gave it a 48%.
Oof, okay.
Audience saw this. 500 plus 33%.
Wow, okay.
I give this a 4 out of 10.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like it had promise.
It's a great story, a great cast, a great director, all just kind of collecting a nice paycheck.
I would do it too. Everybody watch the old one. Do you remember offhand what you gave the old one?
No, but it was far more favorable than this. Right, I think it was probably a 6 or 6.5.
Right, that sounds right.
Yeah.
Well, dang. I have a movie like that coming up. Oh, not boy. On this episode, but yeah, where it's like, this cast is amazing. They did nothing.
Oh, yeah, it always hurts.
Oh, it's the worst.
Yeah.
Speaking of the worst, my next movie is called Retina.
Okay, that's in your eye.
It is. This is from 2017. I probably watched it in the July.
Ooh, July.
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 IMDb minutes, 1 hour, 27 minutes. Genre drama thriller directed by Carlos Ferrer.
It's like Miguel Ferrer?
It's kind of like that.
Ooh.
But Carlos.
Oh, Carlos.
Starring Lindsay Goranson, Gary Swanson, and Ron Hexton.
Okay. If you combine two of those together, you get Ron Swanson.
That's almost great. It's almost a thing you can do.
Yeah.
I wish they did. IMDb movie summary. A young woman participates in a medical study. After a series of nightmares and unusual side effects, the line between dreams and reality is blurred. She finds herself on the run from those involved, desperate to uncover the truth.
Take it on the run, lady.
Boo.
That's the way she wants it, lady.
I just don't want to get any issues with I don't want that.
You don't want that?
I don't want
you
that.
You think my REO Speedwagon impression is too close for the
I don't know how the REO feel about these things.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to make an enemy of REO.
No, you don't want to.
They have a speed wagon.
They do, and they will run us over
They will run us right over. It's got a cow catcher on the front of it.
You do the crusty, right, where it's like 3 seconds. Hurry up. That's it. That's all the time we got. We don't want to get sued.
Bullet points. A cool idea that feels scary at first, but quickly bored me.
Uh-oh.
Yes. The world feels dirty and grimy. It has some cool moments, but ultimately cannot keep my interest.
Uh-oh.
This seems like a movie that would have benefited from more help, as the director wore so many hats to get this made. I felt like he just did everything and everything kind of suffered.
Right, exactly. You can't do one thing well if you're doing everything.
Right, so after watching this and making my own opinions, I looked at all the other reviews and everybody just shits all over this movie.
Wow.
And I don't think the directing's bad at all.
Right.
I think the movie's bad.
Right.
And I feel for this guy because, like, man, this is somebody's baby. And I hate shitting on somebody's baby. There's a soundbite. So.
Don't clip that.
You clip it if you like. And send it to REO Speedwagon. But this movie's a little rough. It's just, like, it has cool visuals. This woman is, and it's, like, flashing weird, like, oh, it looks like a music video from, like, the 90s at times.
Okay.
Just, like, weird words flash on the screen.
Sure.
She's kind of, like, not in control of her body, and she's not sure what's going on. And there's, like, assassination plots. There's all this stuff going on. And it's just stuff we've seen before.
If I throw all the cliches in here.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be so awesome. And I feel for the guy. I really do. Because, man, this guy got shit on. And it didn't seem like he deserved it, even though, yes, of course, it's not good. But the ending is super predictable. I predicted it probably 30 minutes before we got there.
Yikes.
And, you know, whatever, right? This movie is so bad, I don't even want to talk about it.
Okay.
But just know to avoid Retina from 2017.
Use your Retina to look at other things.
I mean, in the visuals, there were so many things that looked cool.
Right.
It seemed cool. The description seemed cool.
That's always the worst when you're just like, the elevator pitch is great. The concept's great. It looks like you watch either the trailer or little pieces or something. You're like, this looks solid. And then you're just like, man, I was so massively let down.
Right. The trailer did look good. This is the kind of thing, like, after I see something like this, I'm like, I kind of wish this guy would just write a book version of it.
Right.
And I think it would be amazing as a book. Then again, it's hard to get a book published too, right?
It is.
So let's just get into it. IMDb gave this a 4.4.
Okay.
There is no score on Rotten Tomatoes. There's not even a page.
Whoa.
does not acknowledge that this movie. It does acknowledge that this movie exists. It just doesn't have a page.
It acknowledges no one has watched it.
Because the only real name in it is Gary Swanson. So right. I went to Gary Swanson's page to see if I could find it. And it's listed that he's in it, but there's no actual page. I'm like, that's not good. Like,
that's wild.
You know, get on it. What was your name? Get on it. Get the page made. I gave it a 2.5.
Oof.
And the wife gave it a 2.
Yikes.
The wife was in, and she was so let down.
Yikes.
Not good.
Oof.
It's not good. Take us somewhere better, and anywhere's better, so.
Sure.
Have at it.
2017.
Sure.
I'll take us on the trail of Dracula.
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 I watched this in January, the 20th of January, 2021.
Okay. Look at you slacking.
Oh, wait till you see how far into the year I get. Minutes on this one, 1 hour 25. It is a documentary.
Ooh.
Directed by David Mitchell, starring David Derval, John Floresco, and Caitlin Greva.
The Greva. She's got a grievance with how you said her name.
She probably does. The movie summary here is examining the history of Stoker's novel Dracula and the controversy in Romania regarding its release and the legacy both on stage and film.
Right, because isn't the book largely a lot of bullshit?
The book is, yeah, it kind of just... Like
I
know,
I think that was your exact quote on a different episode.
Yeah, it's the book is rough. It's kind of... doesn't make a lot of sense. You have to infer a lot from the book. It's very abstract, but it obviously doesn't paint Romania in a super favorable light, and they've had to deal with that.
Sure.
You know, it's their tourist attraction, right? Is like this kind of thing they dislike because everybody's just like, Romania, Dracula.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just like, yeah, Transylvania, blah. Like, you know what I mean? They're like eye-rolly with it, and it's just like, oh my God, more Dracula stuff. So they have to kind of live with it, and the documentary deals, I'd say, 75% with that, kind of the book, how it came out, how it was received, how it became famous, and kind of its lasting legacy in that part of the country, and then slowly it gets into a little bit of the evolution with the stage play stuff and the Bela Lugosi playing the role, and then it kind of transitioning into film. Not a whole lot of that part of it. It's more the controversy surrounding it.
But that sounds interesting to me.
It's not too bad. It's a little slow and a little plotty. I wasn't exactly sure what to make of it.
Right.
But it was an interesting watch, but not quite enough substance. Like, it felt like they were kind of repeat. I don't want to say repeating themselves, but it's one person saying it and the other person affirming it. Nobody really had a dissenting opinion.
Sure.
Or things didn't progress in such a way other than it was just somebody, again, affirming what the previous person had said. It's just kind of like, all right, I don't need six people to tell me the same thing.
Yeah, documentaries they can be hard to score. And
yeah.
It usually is, I base it off of things like that.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's a little rough, but it was fun. And it was only an hour and 25 minutes. So if you're into Dracula and you want to throw something on and watch, it's an easy watch. It's a doc. It's easy. It's not super engaging. It's not super thought provoking. All negatives kind of for a doc. But if you want to hear about Dracula, maybe you didn't know some stuff about, especially about the book, then check it out, I guess.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
IMDb gives it a 7.5 out of 10.
Okay.
Much like your film, Rotten Tomatoes refuses to acknowledge this film's existence.
Never happened. Never happened.
Don't know about it. I give it a 5.5 out of 10.
Okay.
More right than wrong, but not anything to write home about.
So if you love it, you'll enjoy it.
Right. If you're a Dracula fan.
If you're a Dracula, you're going to love it.
If you're a Dracula, you're going to love this.
Wish I was a Dracula. Damn it.
Who doesn't wish they were a Dracula?
I don't know.
Rob Zombie?
He probably would like to be a...
In the back of our Dracula?
Oh, nice. I'm sure he's done some awful things in the back of a Dracula.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Brr.